something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This message is titled, The Grace of Our Lord Jesus Christ.
And I want to begin to share with you from tonight some wonderful truths embedded in a very common prayer that we all pray around the world. There are some of you here today who came sick hoping to be healed. Yes, of course, you will be healed. Yeah. Incidentally, this program is not particularly a healing service. It's not a healing program, but people will be healed. Yeah. I found out that I really don't have much control over that. I discovered that. People come to our meetings, when they step into the arena, they start getting healed. And I get interrupted by the power of the Holy Ghost a lot of times. And whether I'm ministering on the second coming of Christ or I'm talking about finances or righteousness or whatever it is, people get healed. Because we are not alone. There are angels with us. Hallelujah. And I came in with many, many angels. Myriads of them. And the whole place is surrounded by angels right now. There are many inside here, many outside. A lot of them were here before we came in. You see, some have been here for days. See? Because we're not alone. Jesus said, I am with you. And that's not a promise. That's reality. Hallelujah. That's not a promise. It's a statement of fact. He said, I am with you. And when Jesus talks, you better believe him. Praise the Lord. Have you ever prayed the prayer that I want to read to you now in 2 Corinthians in chapter number 13? If you will listen to the word and receive it into you, it will produce in you what it talks about. 2 Corinthians in chapter number 13, I want to read to you verse 14. Maybe you should read it and tell me if you recognize those words. Are you ready? Want to go? One more time. How many of you ever heard that prayer? If you ever heard that prayer, I want to see your hand up. Most of you. How many of you ever prayed that prayer? All right, most of you. I told you. It's a prayer many Christians actually recite all around the world. But sometimes I wonder if we ever take some time to try to study the things we read from the Bible or the things we say to find out how much truth there is. How much power? You know, truth is power. The more truth you have, the more effective you will be. The power of God is in the knowledge of God. Hallelujah. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. And he said, amen. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you. How powerful this is. He didn't say the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and communion of the Holy Ghost, period. He said the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you. It's a prayer. It's a blessing. And you need to find out what that really means. What does it mean? How do I connect with this? If you don't know it, South Africa is one of the greatest countries in the world. I'll tell you why. I've tried to study a bit about your history. And then, in the next few days, I'll tell you why I'm here. God sent me. So I'll tell you. But from tonight, some of you begin to discover until I tell you the whole thing. He said, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. And he's not talking about everybody in the world. He's talking about us, God's people. And who are God's people? Those who are born again. Jesus said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. In other words, he cannot be a part of it. He cannot share in it. He cannot experience the kingdom of God. So, you've got to be born again. He said, I say unto you, you must be born again. And to be born again means to be recreated. The human spirit must be recreated in God. Hallelujah. It's a miracle of God. How many of you have been seeing our television programs? How many of you here? Most of you. Thank God, thank God. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. The love of God be with you. The communion of the Holy Ghost be with you. That's what he's saying. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. What is the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ? He's blessing you with the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. What does that mean? What is grace anyway? Can I read to you from St. John's Gospel? I hope you have your Bible here. If you don't have a Bible here, I feel sorry for you. If you have to sell your clothes to buy a Bible, do it tomorrow. It's the best book in the world. St. John's Gospel. Many people think the Bible is for bishops and prophets only. The Bible is for everybody. This book will show you the mind of God. You need it. Take it with you in your journey of life. Don't just keep it under your pillow. Read it. St. John's Gospel, chapter 1. I'm reading about Jesus to you, and I'm reading from verse 14. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I read this and I'm touched. I hardly am able to meditate on this verse of the Bible without feeling the anointing of the Spirit of God coursing through me. He says, the Word was made flesh. A better rendering is, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Greek word there means tabernacled, camped among us. He tabernacled among us. And we, John says, we beheld his glory. We saw his glory. They actually did. He said, we saw his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father. At the time, he was the only one who was born of the Father. Everybody else was born of a human parentage. But this was the only one who was born of the Father. He said, we saw his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father. They looked on Jesus. You remember one time, John the Baptist was with some of his disciples and Jesus passed by. As the master walked by, John looked at him from afar and said to his disciples, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
Hallelujah.
Stay tuned. Pastor Chris will be right back.
The troubling questions in the heart of many will be answered. The direction needed for that future you desire will be given. The word for the next and higher level of your life will be proclaimed. Join the Global Classroom every first Sunday of every month at 1600 GMT on www.loveworldinternetradio.org for an exclusive questions and answer session with the man of God, Pastor Chris.
Dudu from South Africa is asking, Pastor, I want to know, what is the book of life and who is in the book of life? Dear Pastor Chris, is it okay for a dating man and a woman to live together?
Tune in and participate at www.loveworldinternetradio.org. Don't miss it.
The Love World Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music, the best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Love Old Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Love Old Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did. Because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment. This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Ondo, 267 at Demulegun Road, opposite Indubisi Hospital Junction, Ondo. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 9:15 a.m. Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-970-0920 or 0806-002-2965 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveo360.com. God bless you. This is the continuation of the message, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
John was turned on to see Jesus. He was inspired by just looking at Jesus. And Jesus only passed by. He said, look. He said to his disciples, look. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And Jesus passed by. That same John, when he was in his mother's womb, when he heard the name of Jesus from the salutation of Mary, and he was in the womb of Elizabeth, his mother, when Mary said, the angel said to me, his name shall be called Jesus. John the Baptist, in his mother's womb, did a somersault. The Bible says he was filled with the Holy Ghost for hearing the name of Jesus. Now he's a grown man. Jesus passes by. And he's still carried away by the presence of Jesus. He's still inspired by Jesus. He says, look, look, look. The Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And his disciples began to look at Jesus. They admired Jesus as he passed by. Now John tells us, John, one of his disciples, tells us, we saw his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father. Then he makes some of the most powerful statements in the Word of God. He said, full of grace and reality. Oh boy. Full of grace. He said, we saw his glory. The one born of the Father, full of grace. What is grace? Grace is that outward reflection of a divine influence. When there is a divine presence somewhere and it's reflecting on the outside, that light that you see, that beauty that you see, that is the grace of God. The grace of God is the beauty of divinity. It is the power of God. It is the kindness of God. It is the manifestation of the love of God. When you see Jesus, you see the embodiment of divine grace. The sinner doesn't feel like running away from Jesus. The alcoholic doesn't feel like running away from Jesus. His grace is attractive. His grace pulls you. John said, we saw his glory. The glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace. Full of grace. Complete with grace. Replete with grace. He said, we saw him full of grace. When he stepped through those streets, he was the embodiment of divine grace. Jesus. Full of grace and reality. Oh, when they saw Jesus, immediately they could tell him from everything else. Whatever was your pursuit in life came to a stop. When you saw Jesus, full of reality. Oh, you think the houses and the fine cars and all the nice things you have around, you think they're great. Wait until you see Jesus. Just wait until you see Jesus. He's a full of grace and reality. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Full of grace. Look at that scripture. He says, and the Word became flesh. Oh, hallelujah. The Word became flesh. Sakabatemo sokristi. The Word became flesh. Oh, hallelujah. The Word that came out of the mouth of God became flesh. Who is Jesus? Jesus is the Word of God become flesh. The word that God spoke when he said, let there be light. And there was light. He spoke. And creation came into being. Those same words that created the world, the Bible says, became flesh. That's where Jesus came from. You want to know Jesus? He's the Word of God made flesh. He's the one called in the bosom of the Father. He dwells there. When God speaks, he speaks his word. His word is God. So he says, in the beginning was the word, the logos of God. The word was with God, in the bosom of God. And the word was God. That word, he says, became flesh. When he said, let there be, it became. So when Jesus came, he spoke words. He said to the blind eyes, open up. They opened up. He said to the lame, rise and walk. They got up. To the deaf ears, he said, be unstopped. They were unstopped. He spoke to the dead like he would talk to a living person. He said, Lazarus, come out. He came out. The spoken word became the living word. That word, oh boy. You ready for something?
Yes.
You've got your Bible with you?
Yes.
Raise your Bible, let me see it. Best book in the world. I have a song we always sing about the Bible. We'll sing that tomorrow. Praise the Lord. Listen to this. Look at it. I like it. I like it. I like it. In verse 16, he says, and of his fullness. I remember in the 14th verse, he said, full of grace and reality, truth. Now in the 16th verse, he says, of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. In other words, grace heaped upon grace, an abundance of grace. Hallelujah. He says, of his fullness we have received. We have received of his fullness of grace. We have received of his fullness of reality. Grace upon grace. Grace upon grace. Grace upon grace. Divine favor. Grace upon grace. Hallelujah. Then verse 17 is a shouting verse. Look at it. He says, for the law was given by Moses. The law was given by Moses. Moses brought the law. He said, thou shalt, and if you break this law, death. It was the law of sin and death. The law came by Moses. Then, so beautifully put, he says, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. I was at the healing school on Monday, and a lot of people there who were sick, diseased, and afflicted. And we were just watching Jesus heal them, change their lives. Just Monday, this is Wednesday. I'm talking about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, today. Monday. And I was thinking, when I looked behind me and saw a lady who came out of a wheelchair, the doctors had said she'd never walk again. And I looked back and saw her dancing, walking around and dancing. She was not supposed to walk again. But there she was, not only standing, walking around, dancing. I thought, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you. Wow! This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Ondo, 267 at Dim Legun Road, opposite Indubisi Hospital Junction, Ondo. Worship with us on Sundays, 7:30 a.m. and 9:15 a.m. Wednesdays, 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0803-970-0920 or 0806-002-2965 or send an email to radiotransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.